Gemara Ramesin, Machal Chodesh, Rav Karator, Pat Meshavecha, Pocket Meshavecha. Before we start, there's a seat missing here. The Ksibur Hazaycha, that's one of the founders and pillars of the greater Washington Ksibur, Rav Klei Mazal. The emes and the strength that he put as a pillar on which everything is built. When he retired from Rabbanus, he became a yeshiva man again, was mevatel himself to yeshiva, to his old yeshiva, to Nei Yisrael, and when koichos were difficult, he graced us with his presence. Would sit here Tisha B'Av, fasting, I think probably till the last year, sit through all of Kinnis, and his place is missed. There's an empty seat here. Korolai Moyet. Pasuk says Korolai Moyet, Lishbar Bachurai. The Gemara darshins, what does it mean, Karlai Moyed Lishbar Bachurai? The Pashta meaning of the word Moyed means Kadosh Baruch Hu designated a time to break Klal Yisrael. The Gemara says that Kadosh Baruch Hu worked it out, especially that there was a Tammuz of that year was in the Midbar was in Sa'aber, so that the Mepzeos Meraglim could be on the same day Tisha B'Av, and it would all be a b'china of Megalglin Chayv Adi Chayev and so on. It's hard to understand. We understand it the other way around. That let's say there's a Zman, and the Zman is Mesugal for Peronius. So Peronius happened at that time. L'chura, what the Gemara is telling us is the opposite. The Gemara is telling us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were Puranias, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mekabetz them into one Zman. What's the Inyan? Mela, I understand that the Zman itself has a certain, Megalgan Chayav the Chayav means a person who's a Chayav, it's dark where things come from him that are bad. And the Zmanim that are bad, and things come from those Zmanim. But what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu drayed a special Ashinu? It wasn't normal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'davka wanted it to come out at the same time. L'halacha, Rishonim bring, the early Rishonim, Goyim, that because it has a Shem Moyed, it's something that has Dine Moyed to it. And the Mele, we don't say Tachnun, we don't say Slich, as they say. It all comes from the Karlai Moyed. And it's hard to understand the Pasuk is Lashon Sagi Nohar. It's Ki'ilu, the Pasuk is saying, I made a time that would destroy you. So if at best the word Moyed over here is used Lashon Sagi Nohar, it's used kind of in a way that's the absolute means. It certainly doesn't mean a yontif. It doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a yontif to be able to bring us, to destroy Klal Yisrael. And yet, the halacha, that's what we do. We give it the din, a Shem Moed, a certain yontif. Bechlal, if we're to ask ourselves, what is the core of the Beis HaMikdash? It's an oil moyed. And the Pasuk says, Ne'adach Hashem, by the Kruvim, that Rashi says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make up a time, he will speak from the Kruvim. So the Ne'adach Hashem means HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make a time, will be Kavei Azman. And he says, when it's going to be from the when I will decide to make a zman with you, I'll speak to you from the kruvim. There's something missing here. One thing is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kaveya, and his kaveya zman, and yes, the place is there, but it doesn't have anything to do with it, does it? It says that the kruvim are something that, you know, this is the place where it'll be. So fine. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks, I speak from there. The v'ne'adati, that I will make, when I designate a place, it'll be from Bein HaKruvim. And the etzem, the shem of that makom is called Oil Mayit. It's called the place of Mayit. So that's the shem, that's the teichen of the base of the Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash. And yet, it's very hard to understand. Mayit has to do something with Zman. Beis Hamikdash has something to do with the place, and Yerushalayim of safe celebration. It's very patched together, the pshat. It's like a lot. You know, I will designate a time, and then I'm going to do it over here. What's the kesha? Nabi says, Hayechu shnayim yachdov, bilti imnei adu. Can two people walk together? Do two people go and walk together? Do two people walk together and go out if they haven't been, if they haven't made a time together? What does it mean? What does the Navi mean? An Adam is called a Heilich. That's his Metzias. And the relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called His Halach Lefanai VeYisamim, Asher Halach Lefanai Halach Eselikim Halicha. A person is not in a matziv with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person is a Halich. A person walks with HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyahu. Vani Va'ata Tail V'Gan Eden. The relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always a halicha yachdov. When people are walking, when people are going, they could meet. But that meeting is always a akroi. It's always a pegisha. It's always a pegia. It's something, because each person has his own derech, and each person goes to his place. They could meet at certain points, they could cross paths, but there's no chibur. The only time that there's a chibur, the only time when I can say two people are walking together, is when they were kaveya, a destiny together. The word mayit, the word yisvad, vad, comes from the word yad, which means a destiny. The word ad meaning until a certain point, and yad means a place that you focus towards. So when you have a kvius of a tachlis together, of a place where you're going to, that becomes the yad. When two people are kveya together, that's called noyadu. And with the noyadu, then there's a yelchu yachdov. So the only echitimtza of halicha, which is what dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only possible if there's a presence of yad, of isvadus, of coming together to deciding on a point, on a destiny, and so on. So even if a person is Ivid Hashem and does what he's supposed to do and so on, that's his personal avodah. But the musik of Yelchu Yachdov, of his halach asalikim, of his halach lefonai, that's only possible when there was some sort of kvias milamalo, being kvia, that they come together. Besamigdash took out, this amigdash gave a whole new dimension to Avodas Hashem, a dimension that was shayach only to Yechidei Skula beforehand, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaking and telling Avram, come with me, Tzalich Lefonai. The Yelchu Shnayim Yachdav was made possible because there was a moyed, an oil moyed. From the Adati L'Chosham, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, from now on, there's going to be a place and a point where everything will go towards. When Kal Yisrael will be oil l'regel from the different katzvis of Eretz Yisrael, there's a point, there's a yad, where everybody's misvayed together. And that becomes the halicha together of Kal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol. So the oil moyed, the matar of the oil moyed, was to become the mokrim hisvadus, a point of togetherness, that a point of tachlis, so that when a person was oyved HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the times of a Beis HaMikdash, in the times of oil moyed, there was a yelchu shnayim yachdav, because there was a ne'adu. That was when it was. It says, Dark it sin avelis liol chemoyed. So most of Shalom learn it's going on the Lila Regal. Devineza says it's going on Doyle Moyed because there's Doyle Moyed is a place where people go to. Just the very name Moyed. The very fact that its essence is oil moyed means that that's where it goes to. And if the oil moyed is gone, there are the dark itzi and ashemema. There's no halicha anymore. No one is going anywhere. But there's another halicha. Gam ke'elich begeit salmoves le'ira ra ke'ati modi. A child that's lost is in terror. A child whose mother's taking him for an operation, even a difficult one, and the child is frightened. But as long as he's walking together with his mother, there's some sense of togetherness. It's not the same. It's a gay of Salmavis. But if there's Atei Modi, that means, first of all, it's Yelchu Yachdav. And there's also a Moed. There's also a point of Tachlis. The Adu Yachdav, Ayelchu Shayim Yachdav, Biltim Ne'adu. If there's a going together, it must be, if it's Atei Modi, it must be that there's a Yad, and there's a Moed. Had the tzaras of Kal Yisrael been tzaras of something we could attribute to Mikra, something that's derech hateva, something that is within the range of something that we could say that's the way things are, sometimes better, sometimes worse, then we wouldn't have a sense of Atei Modi, and we wouldn't have a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us, and we wouldn't have a sense that there's a tachlis to it. Kora lai moyed lishva bachuroi means that the way in which things happened to Kal Yisrael, the tzaras and the churbanis, the length of time, the horrific nature of it, the intensity of it, all of it is mafkiit from anything that we could attribute to normalcy. I always say over, somebody wrote a book, a person who was not a special Shavuot Torah Mitzvahs, wrote a book called Sefer Atmos. It's about 1,000 pages of all the historical documents. We have all the pogroms, the radifis from the time of after Bayis Sheni. He finishes it somewhere in the 1800s. He himself is, and he writes, you know, I didn't have heart to continue. You know, who would think that today in a civilized world that we would have such suffering still, and we would think people would be different, and so on and so forth. And basically very, very despairing of how difficult the Matzah of Maisel is, even in today's enlightened era. It was written in 1923. He didn't even know what was coming around the corner. The suffering of Chai Yisrael, the devastation of Chai Yisrael, is of such horrific nature and so difficult. One wonders after we were driven out of Europe with blood and destroyed, and the ship of Chai Yisrael, Umas Olam still put us as the Rishoyim down. It's not so, have they gone crazy? Yes. Don't you understand? Don't you see that it's not something you could, that makes sense? So, Gam Ke'eluch Begates Amoves Le'ira Roch Ate Modi. Because it's totally not Der Hateva. Because it's something that one can't see it as part of just the random ups and downs of nations. One sees the Atei Modi. We don't know what the Mayid is, but it's a Mayid. Difficulties that have a purpose are challenges. Difficulties that have no purposes are destructive. If a person feels he has a bad mazel, and he's going nowhere, never, that person is devastated, depressed, and backs out of life. A person that has difficulties, but he understands why he's being challenged and to what goal he's being challenged, knows that it's a tachlis, and he may muster up the strength and overcome the challenges. Beis Hamikdash was our Beis Moed, and today it's Charev, Bibli Moy Moyet. The Nisayan is a Nisayan that no matter what we do, and even for Oyvdei Hashem, we float. There's no sense of destiny. There's no real sense of purpose. So where are we going with it? And where do we hope to get? That's the big void that the Chormez and Mishnah has left in us. There's no point. We're being Oyle Regal, but to where? We're walking. But when one sees HaKadosh Baruch Hu in such giluyim, and even though they're giluyim neiroyim, in such difficulties, but when we get a sense of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Lishbar Bachura, then at least we know there's a mayit. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us, because such horrific things can only be through Hashgacha. And we know there's a tachlis, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do something that has no tachlis. And even though we still don't know what the tachlis, and we still don't know where we're going, but at least there's a sense that someone is holding on to us. Ke'ata imadi. The Mayid, where we are part of the Mayid, where we see it, we'll understand it, we'll know where we're going to, and we'll be Ne'el HaYachdov together.